NAVSUP Publication 486, Volume 2, Revision 8, Food Service Management General Messes, Copyright Navy, BMR.com. Chapter 2. 1. Who serves as the command's official host to the patrons of the food service facility? Mess Deck Master at Arms, Mike Delta, Mike Alpha Alpha. 2. How often at a minimum must the Mess Deck Master at Arms muster food service attendants and thoroughly inspect them for personal neatness and cleanliness? Daily. 3. How often at a minimum must the Mess Deck Master at Arms conduct mess gear inventory? Bimonthly. 4. What is the meal signature record form number? NAVSUP Form 1291. 5. Personnel receiving rations in kind are authorized to eat at government expense. These personnel should exhibit a valid meal pass, which form number, and also their identification card if in civilian attire. NAVSUP Form 1105. 6. Personnel are detailed by the executive officer to perform food service duties, usually for a period of how many days? 90. 7. How many sections is it recommended that food service attendants be divided into due to the long working hours while assigned to food service duty? 2. 8. When facial hair is authorized for medical reasons, it is kept clean, trimmed to no longer than how many inches in length, and covered with an appropriate mask while performing food service functions. 3/4 inch. 9. Food service attendants must be at their assigned duty stations at least how many minutes prior to serving time? 5. 10. How often should bulkheads adjacent to the serving line be cleaned and rinsed using the two-pan method? Daily. 11. How often should painted formica tile and paneled surfaces be cleaned and rinsed using the two-pan method? Weekly. 12. What should the temperature range inside milk dispensers be? 32 to 41 degrees Fahrenheit. 13. Coffee should be used within how many minutes? 30. 14. Coffee starts to lose its good aroma and becomes bitter after how many minutes? 60. 15. How often at a minimum should the coffee urn be destained? Weekly. 16. How many types of bread dispensers are there? 2. 17. How many minutes prior to use should rotary toasters be turned on? 15. 18. Silverware should be soaked in warm water, 120 to 125 degrees, containing how many ounces of hand dishwashing compound per gallon of water as soon as possible after it is collected? 3. 19. The single-tank dishwashing machine rinse temperature should not be less than how many degrees? 165 degrees Fahrenheit. 20. Which type of dishwashing machines are installed in most enlisted dining facilities? Double tank. 21. How often at a minimum should silverware be destained? Weekly. 22. Temperatures in excess of how many degrees will harm plastic dinnerware? 195 degrees Fahrenheit. 23. An adequate supply of dinnerware will be maintained so all personnel will have dinnerware that is air-dried and at room temperature. There must be at least how many times the dinnerware or silverware on hand based on the seating accommodations available in each mess. 3. 24. Ensure that the wash water's temperature is continually maintained at not less than how many degrees for washing cooking utensils? 110 degrees. 25. The capacity of grinders is either 400 or how many pounds per hour? 1600. 26. During hot water sanitizing, which is the preferred method for sanitizing food service utensils, all surfaces are completely immersed in or exposed to hot water of at least how many degrees for at least 60 seconds? 180 degrees Fahrenheit. 27. When equipment malfunctions occur, a trouble call or work request, which form, is normally used for requesting repairs? OPNAV Form 4790-2 Kilo. 28. Which publication states the Mess Deck Master at Arms will, in conjunction with the medical department, administer a training program for food service attendants in sanitation scullery operation and food handling? NAVSUP Publication 486. 29. Which publication delineates the Navy's food sanitation program? SECNAV Instruction 4061.1 Charlie. 30. Initial and subsequent semiannual refresher training will be given to all food service workers employed for how many or more days? 30. 31. Personnel assigned to food service duties for less than 30 days shall receive how many hours initial training and orientation by responsible supervisors? 2. 32. A minimum of how many hours for initial training and 4 hours annual refresher training is required for all food service personnel? 4. 33. Independent duty Navy hospital corpsmen must requalify every how many years as qualified food sanitation or safety instructors? 3. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.